Campaign manager Gabe.
Hey, what's up, man?
Future president Kurt.
I.
We have important news down the pipe.
What pipe?
A crack pipe.
My butt pipe.
Yeah. No. The news from Russia, Gabe. The one you were telling me about.
Oh,
earlier?
Shit, the rocket. Okay, yeah, so apparently Russia cut some scenes out of Rocket Man, some gay sex scenes, because they thought it was homosexual propaganda.
And we all know that winning Russia's favor is essential for winning an election.
Yeah.
So, future President Kirk Bergfargart.
Yeah,
what are you going to do about this situation? Yeah.
You're not the only gay guy running with a weird last name.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pete Buttkeg. Pete Buttguy.
Judging Butts, or whatever his name was. Booty, yeah. Judge. Anyways, Kurt,
Judge Butt.
The situation. Russia, what do we want to do?
Trust me. Okay, I'm really smart. I have the biggest brain. Yeah. I got this.
Yeah. That's right. Why you're our presidential candidate.
So what we're going to do is we're going to execute Protocol Hermaphrodite 364.
Oh, fuck.
What? You really think it's going to work?
Yeah, it's a bold move, but I think we could do it. So what we do, Gabe, you don't know this, because we haven't filled you in yet.
It sounds serious, but can you inform me on it?
Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to, like, cold cock Mr. Putin while he's asleep, throw some chlorophyll in his mouth.
Wait, if he's already asleep, why do we need to knock him out?
Because it's gonna hurt.
Okay.
It's gonna hurt less.
It's just fun. Yeah. Have you ever punched someone while they sleep? It's great.
Yeah, dude.
No,
I punch my husband while he sleeps all the time. So, So what I was thinking we do is we essentially tuck Mr. Putin's penis into his like pelvic area, make him have a vagina penis, then fill his chest area with some silicone or whatever, the helium, I guess, and then he becomes a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Dan, can you explain why that's important?
So, Gabe.
Yeah.
You following
I'm failing to understand how this is going to solve our issue.
So, as we know, Russia is not exactly the most open-minded country when it comes to gays. They're
pretty homophobic.
You know, flaming homosexuals.
Yeah.
You know, rabid queers like Kurt.
Yeah, abominations to...
It's not good. So, they love Putin over there, but if Putin becomes a hermaphrodite, no matter who he ends up fucking after that, he's automatically gay.
Right.
He'll be part of the community.
Exactly, and that way it'll force its people to be more open-minded about the gays.
Okay, so we're going to start...
And then Kurt can sweep in and be like, hey, I'm the best gay candidate, take that booty face judge... And that he's going to be America's first and probably last gay president.
But I'll be the best gay president.
For sure. That would actually be factual if he actually won.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to start another Cold War because of Rocket Man.
Yeah.
I mean, with global warming, I don't quite know if it's going to be a Cold War. Am I right, my boys?
All right, ignoring that. Hands in, team. Hands in.
All right.
I'm so sweaty.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Gosh. Kurt, what is all over your fingers?
Beer?
Is that Cheeto dust?
It's beer.
All right. Break on three. Three.
Gator sauce! We're like when you get turned on from taking a huge shit. We're fun, but dirty.
Oh, you get turned up. When was the last time this happened?
Hey, man, like I said, I'm just reading a script, but also last week.
Did we write all of the scripts preemptively? Like, we're using the same scripts from, like, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, we wrote this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah. But more like the DC Cinematic Universe, because we suck.
And the thing is, everything we say, though, pays off later. So
yeah. You think so?
Keep that in mind.
We are totally making lots of money and lots of dough on this show.
And the continuity is tight.
Yeah.
Tight like your mom's butthole.
Hey, so Kurt, what do we do on this here podcast called The Gator Sauce?
On The Gator Sauce, we drink beer and alcohol. Mostly just beer, which is alcohol. Yeah.
Same thing.
Clink it. Yeah, boys.
Wait, try, glass
that was
glass.
Bad. That was
glass
a bad clink. Glass. That one was better.
That one was better? Okay, whatever. The bottles are weird. So, first off, what are we drinking, Gabe?
We're drinking...
Hi, my name's Daniel.
Oh, fuck you.
Who the fuck is...
We didn't do...
All right, go ahead, introduce yourself. This is...
My name's Daniel, and all right. Next to me is...
I'm Gabe. What's up?
And over there on the other side of the planet is Kurt.
I'm actually in Seattle. That's different, but...
Hey, happy Pride Month, man.
Happy Pride Month, y'all!
Dude,
yeah,
aren't
dude.
You so proud of something?
Dude,
aren't you proud about fucking people?
I'm like, proud. I'm proud of anal play, anal beads, butt sex. Hey, speaking of butt sex, what are we drinking today, Gabe?
When are we gonna have straight Pride Month?
No,
I have butt sex. Does that mean I can celebrate Pride Month?
Oh God.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Wait, who's dealing it?
I'm giving, usually.
Oh, to a female.
Lady. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's straight.
But it's still...
Is she... But you said, was she born sex. A female?
Yes.
Then no.
She's
straight,
been female the
yeah.
whole time.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
But you said butt sex gets me into Pride Month.
We're drinking Newcastle Brown Ale, brewed and bottled in Petaluma, California, and Chicago, Illinois. It says...
Pedophilia
and
land.
It says, brewed and bottled and seen a man about a dog at Lagunitas. I'm confused.
I remember Newcastle's originally a British beer. I know that.
Yeah.
Serving size, 12 fluid
We're
ounces.
We're reading everything on this.
Serve one.
You
one
should not
per
have
customer.
This if you are pregnant.
Government warning.
Calories, 130 carbohydrates,
so,
10 grams.
So gator sauce. Gator sauce. Speaking,
protein.
Speaking
There's
of,
protein in this.
Speaking
this
of,
is so keto. This beer's keto.
Speaking of alcohol and butt play, Gabe, we had a thing on the last show where we asked, Dan asked us a specific question about what we would call this as a butt plug
oh,
or
yeah.
a piece of poop.
Yeah, I believe it was geared towards you. It was, would this make a good butt plug?
But also, it was geared towards you because would yeah. you want to poop this out?
Yeah, because I don't like things going up my ass, but I prefer things coming out like shit.
Yeah.
Just shit, but I guess we're applying this too.
Yeah. I mean, anything that's in your colon, I assume you want to come
Probably.
Out your ass.
I feel like this beer is equivalent to like a chode butt plug because it's fat. It's a fatty
yeah, but
boy.
It's real skinny, really skinny at the top, and then it gets drastically,
yeah, it's
drastically
gonna,
thicker.
It's going to be difficult. I'm going to have to use another bottle.
It has a very short neck.
Yeah, this is definitely, this is not a beginner's butt plug bottle.
Absolutely not. Now, Gabe, how about pooping it out?
Pooping it out, I feel like, yeah, like you guys said, it gets really thick after a while, which if it comes out, you know, upside down, at least it prepares you for that. It kind of starts to open up a bit, so it might get you ready,
yeah.
but I think
and
it
I
would...
think, I mean, Gabe, if you don't mind me
go ahead,
putting
go
in
ahead.
My two cents here,
I'll...
I imagine if you're, like, pooping it out, like open side first,
mm-hmm.
because of the way, like, at the end where it just stays kind of thick all the way from
yeah.
to the bottom, the last part when it comes out, like, the final little piece of poop that would come
yeah.
out
yeah.
would feel fantastic. Because it's like...
It's gonna pop, been, dude. It's gonna make a pop. It's gonna go, pop!
And it's gonna just like, and you're just gonna feel it hit the water, and you're just gonna go, ah.
And that splashback, too.
Oh, that splashback.
It's like a
fantastic.
Free bidet, man. That's the American
oh,
bidet.
Yeah. Dude, we have a bidet.
You
we
do now?
A bidet sometime? Yeah, we do, at my apartment.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Oh,
dude,
man.
You should come over sometime, just travel to Florida just to use the bidet.
Can you like control? Can you put certain liquids in the bidet?
No, well, I mean if you fill the
Gatorade
with it, maybe.
Yes. I was thinking like lube, like you just fill it with lube.
Why not put beer in it? Why not? I mean, we review beer.
Butt chug.
You could butt chug. Just turn the bidet on high.
Yeah, just mouth kiss the fucking faucet, and you get drunk real
oh,
quick.
God.
Just fill it with Everclear.
All right, we know what we're doing for Christmas this year.
Eggnog. Oh, eggnog.
Eggnog.
So what do you guys think of this beer so far? Newcastle Brown Ale.
Honestly, halfway through the bottle, I'm liking it more.
I'm the opposite. I'm about three quarters of the way in, and I feel like it's getting kind of, I don't know, maybe it's just gotten warmer, but I feel like it got a lot more bitter.
Well, I'm a third of the way through, and I remain neutral.
Well, why is that, Dan?
I don't know.
Are you a beer guy?
Who's asking?
Albert.
Albert who?
Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah, our doorman. We mentioned him in the last show. He's not going to be on the show, but like...
Did we?
Do you want to have Fat Albert come up here and say hi?
No, he's kind of sexist. If you guys didn't know, okay. Fat Albert, after wait, he left did you the say show he's... of Fat Albert...
Wait,
he,
Kurt, did you just what? Say he's kind of sexy?
No, sexist. I mean, kind of sexy. Like in a Bill Cosby kind of way, but you know.
Oh, God. Hey guys, so what do we do on this show other than talk about beer and drink beer?
Well, we shoot the shit.
And we talk about pop culture news.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, I guess. Ugh.
But not recently, no.
Wait, since when?
That's a long pause.
We all have some of our favorite musical hits. Now presenting the Gator Sauce Music Collection.
I just want to fuck a wall.
A playlist curated by the host of your favorite podcasts.
Have you ever just shit in a tub?
Singing some of their favorite songs, doing covers that you love.
I ate my mom out last night in Texas.
Doing their own versions.
Sometimes, but not recently.
Showing that they're not only comedy geniuses, they're also musical geniuses.
Imagine if there was no pants, I'm John Lennon singing a song. John Lennon pants.
Presenting Gator Sauce Musical Classic.
The N-word, the N-word, the N-word.
Oh, dog, the N-word, the N-word, the N-word, Neapolitan ice cream.
Stan. Gator Sauce presents musical classics from your favorite decades, like the 1930s.
Really bad.
The 1860s.
Me,
and the 1990s.
Hey,
the N-word, the N-word, the N-word.
Hey, I'm Limp Bizkit. My biscuit's limp. I got a big dick and I can't say grimp.
Coming to a Kmart near you, the Gator Sauce Musical Edition.
Only $15.44 per month.
Results may vary. Hey, Kurt?
Yeah?
I got a question for you.
What's up?
So you remember that the fag pass?
Whoa, dude!
Did you just say fag on this show without renewing your fag pass?
Holy shit!
It's like
2019, man.
It's like the fast pass, but for saying faggot.
Yeah, I'm not even saying it. I call it the F word pass. But not that F word, the other F word. I have to say that every time.
To clarify, the one that oppresses gay people card.
Yeah.
So Dan, you wanna say faggot again? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I was trying to ask you a question.
Well, what's the question?
Well, my F word pass.
But the other one, yeah.
But not that F word, the other F word.
Right. It expired.
Expired, yes.
Yes.
I keep track of
how the two of you guys knew It expired. I have no idea. Oh, so I don't know why you two freaked out before we keep up with that stuff.
Yeah. No, see, the
Wait, okay, how do you keep up with it?
What do you mean? On the website.
What's website?
The F word pass, never got, but the other one.
You never got your pass, so how'd you get into the website?
So, I still follow the news.
Kurt, I think Gabe hacked the website.
Actually, the gay community is like the TSA. We kind of follow everything that you do and say, as long as it's related to the racial...
You mean the NSA.
Yeah, TSA. We monitor all activities related to
Can we recap what the F word pass, but the other one is, just for people who are just tuning in right now?
I mean, that's what I wanted to do, but then you guys yelled at me.
Sorry, man.
What is it? Explain.
So, for people who haven't listened before, the F word pass, but the other one, I'm not going to say what the word is in order to say that word, you need to get, I believe, a thumb up your ass.
Why are you leading this conversation?
Because you didn't want to.
I don't have my password. Look, that's the entire point. Okay, if you want, that's why I was trying to ask Kurt about it, but for some reason, Gabe's trying to take control of the situation.
Okay, you want me? Let me. Okay, so we've had a couple new changes to the rules, us in the gay community, so...
Wait, no. When I first signed the document, it said that just come every year for renewal, and it'll be the exact same test. You didn't say that.
Oh, I think you misunderstood the word come.
Why?
Good one, because that's true. You have to come every year. Like, you have to go to the spot that you got fingered in the butthole. You have to come there, and that summons the Magic Council of Fags. The Magic Council of Fags will talk to you and say, would you like to renew your faggot pass?
Why is it so much more complicated than last time?
Well, because people have been abusing the privilege. They've just been going up and saying, you know, I want a thumb up in my ass. They can already say faggot because they're gay, you know,
they're getting a lot of right-wing people who are going through initiation, and then they keep using it in a homophobic way.
Yeah, so, like...
Why can't I just go to the gay DMV and just renew my license like everyone else?
Because the gay DMV got firebombed
Gabe,
by Chick-fil-A.
Why do you know anything about this?
Dude!
I'm getting real pissed at Gabe over here, who's just... Who's telling him this stuff?
I like Gabe, I don't like you.
Well, I knew that, but, like, you're going against the non-disclosure agreement and sharing information with someone who didn't have... I read the pamphlet. I read it.
No, I think you read it wrong. It's called the Non-Non-Disclosure Act, so I am forced to tell someone who is straight about this whole situation.
And since we don't know for sure if you're straight...
This is why I want to be vice president, to fix government bureaucracies like this. That it's just these nonsense.
Yeah, this is government regulated.
Yeah, it is. Government,
federally regulated.
It's
run by the NSA.
Yeah, it's the
TSA.
what is it? The DGV or something like that?
I don't know.
Department
of Gay Vehicles.
Okay, so Kurt, how does he renew his F word?
Oh,
pass?
Now you don't know about this? Okay, cool.
Well,
okay.
I know it. I'm just asking him to explain it to you, because apparently
if I try
to explain it, then you're going to get angry that I know more than you.
I've been mad this whole time.
Okay, so since you missed your yearly renewal,
part of this podcast.
Since you missed your yearly renewal where you went to the same spot that you got the thumb shoved up your ass and came, you have to go.
I've been trying to go, but it closes at 5. So, like, it's so hard to get during a work day. It's only open weekdays, you know, 9 to 5, and it's hard to find a time to get there.
Well, see, what you have to do now is you have to go to
a gay bar.
You have to go to Chick-fil-A, order.
That's how you become a gay lawyer. It's the best.
The gay bar.
The gay bar.
Oh, God.
So for late renewal, you have to go to Chick-fil-A, order $45 worth of food, then throw it on the ground, jump on it, yell, I'm gay, take off your pants, show them your asshole, and then run out. And
you
then
have to do the helicopter with your dick?
Yeah. Well, that is if you want to say faggot, not just fag.
Right.
Gosh, this bureaucracy is infuriating.
Dude, we're trying to reform the system. That's why, Kurt, that's actually the main reason Kurt wants to run for
president. I want everyone to have the right to say fag, but I want it to be in a legal process where we get rid of all rights.
I mean, I get why we need the license. You need to earn it. I understand, because we can't just have people saying it willy-nilly.
You used to have to send it over the mail, too. Like,
yeah.
You're cum.
No, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and it was picked up by horse. It was really weird. They couldn't afford cars, so they bought horses. And, you know, it's a long story.
Instead of doing it at a Chick-fil-A, can I just do it at a Hobby Lobby instead?
No, because you got to stick it to the man. It's part of the clause.
But, like, Hobby Lobby's a Christian organization, too.
You could go to the...
No, but you know how many gays are at Hobby Lobby?
Mostly?
Yeah, mostly.
Do you know how many gays are in Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
Almost exclusively.
Chick-fil-A, more like Chick-fil-gay. Am I right?
Exactly.
You can do it at the Russian embassy if you can find one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but that's an act of terrorism, actually.
That'll actually
not,
get
not
you
even
a...
as a joke. I think getting naked, screaming your gay, and showing your butthole is an actual act of terrorism.
That'll
in
get
most
you a
places.
5-year pass.
Yeah,
it will. It's like the fast
and
it
gets
pass.
You into gay heaven with 72 virgins.
Oh, but it's like 72 dudes, and that's not what I'm going for.
you just got to yell Harvey Milk lives forever, and then you're good.
Oh, God. All right, Gator Sauce.
Gator Sauce. So, hey, Gabe, what are we doing this podcast other than shoot shit all over the place and review beer?
Well, like I was trying to tell you, man, we do pop culture shit on here.
That's right. I forgot. Yes, we do. Yeah, I was just checking my notes. Yeah, that's what we do.
So
Kurt has the worst case of, like, temporary amnesia I've ever seen.
It's not temporary amnesia. I just don't put effort into my job.
Every 2 weeks, he forgets everything he knows. on a bi-monthly basis, he loses all information in his brain, and he has to start over.
That's the B in LGBT. God. Bi-monthly
forgetting everything. Gay bi-monthly podcast.
Lesbian. Oh, wait, lesbian's
so,
at the beginning. Yes.
So you guys see that new Wonder Woman poster?
Who's Wonder Woman, and why is she Wonder?
Do you think that it's colorful as hell because of Pride Month? I think
Israel
that.
Is a mistake.
A mistake?
Kurt, you're so damn predictable.
Oops.
Literally, for the past year that we've done this, every time we've brought up Wonder Woman, you've said something entirely anti-Semitic.
It's not anti-Semitic if it's not aimed towards Jews.
Wait a second. Is your Jew card up to date?
Oh, God.
about that, you see, I forgot to go to the deli this week.
Your monthly circumcision?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my monthly circumcision. My dick just gets smaller every time I get circumcised.
Oh, God.
But their bagels in Nova are fantastic.
I know, right? That's why I love the Jews. That's probably...
That's why...
That's why, you know, the ceremony, you actually have to show Mel Gibson your butthole. That's what you have to do to get your Jew pass.
And if he doesn't say an anti-Semitic remark, you don't get the Jew pass.
But if he sticks your finger up there, you get a double gay pass.
A double gay pass and a Jew pass. It's a long story. But, you know, I'm going to say the poster for the Wonder Woman thing, it actually looks cool. I won't see it. Out of,
how many W's are on that?
Oh, you'll see it.
I haven't seen the first Wonder Woman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you're sexist.
And anti-Semitic.
And anti-Semitic.
I think you're wrong. First of all, I don't like DC movies.
Yeah, no. Right now, no one does.
Last DC movie I saw was Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Hey, Shazam was actually pretty good.
You gave it mediocre remarks.
I didn't even know it was out. I had no idea Shazam was in theaters.
Oh, God.
So,
but, yeah, another female superhero movie.
Cool.
It's women! Fun,
women!
I don't find them attractive. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So,
do you think they're going to have Wonder Woman... Do you think they're going to have Gal Gadot team up with Robert Pattinson's Batman? Like, she's just going to have known two Batmans.
She's going to be like, you look different.
Yeah.
It's like, what's up with your jawline? It's much more chiseled than that fatter guy.
You don't look like an alcoholic.
Yeah, but your pecs are much smaller.
They're much smaller, and your breath doesn't smell like booze and children.
And
Boston.
Jennifer Lopez's asshole.
Yeah, are they still
together?
I like
how he dated her in, like, 2004, and he still smells like Jennifer Lopez's asshole.
Listen, with an ass like that, you would want to smell like it for the rest of your life.
Asshole. She knows what her asshole smells like.
Oh, my gosh.
Even after enchiladas?
Oh, my God. I would.
Especially, you mean especially after enchiladas. So,
oh, my God.
In other news, we have a... You guys know who Hideo Kojima is?
I thought you were going to say Gaddafi.
Also, same guy.
Nomar Gaddafi?
Do you know... have you heard of Metal Slug 4? I mean, Metal Gears...
Wait, Hideo, he's the guy who created the Strand genre of video games.
Yeah, the Strand. Yeah. So like he's did you see the new trailer for Death Stranding?
Yeah, that one. You know, there's a character in there named Die Hard Man.
That is incredible. Is it Bruce Willis?
No, it's. I think first of all, I think Guillermo del Toro has a cameo in that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. His name is Guillermo.
God,
you know that. Come on, we've gone over this like 30 episodes ago.
Shouldn't Gabe know how to say a Mexican's name?
Because I'm Mexican. Brazilian?
No, because he knows Spanish.
It's not even the same language.
Yeah, right. Everyone in South America speaks only Spanish. That's it.
Right. We're being redundant.
Yeah.
I already said that. That because they're both Mexican, they should know each other.
Exactly. They're like neighbors.
We're just repeating.
Is Guillermo del Toro even Mexican?
I don't know, but did you see the trailer? What do you think? I don't know what the fuck's going on in it.
Yeah, I still don't know what the babies are for.
I don't even know what it's about. But,
Haha! That's right.
He is Mexican.
Aha!
Guillermo del Toro.
So, he's from Mexico, you say.
Which, you know what's really upsetting this entire time? I thought we were talking about Benicio del Toro.
Oh, God.
Dude. Oh, the guy
from... No, the del Toro brothers.
The guy from the Basquiat film.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, in other news, that one Indiana Jones film that they're taking forever to film, they started filming or something.
They've been delaying Indiana Jones for almost as long as they've been delaying Avatar 2.
Hey, Dan, what do you think this new Indiana Jones is going to be about?
I think, first of all, I think it's very important that they bring back Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. We're all in agreement.
Right.
Absolutely. But, just do it.
Mutt Williams.
He's going to be like a shoulder monkey for Harrison Ford.
So he's going to be on his shoulder.
I think that's racist. Shia LaBeouf is Jewish.
No, you don't have your Jew card. I renewed my Jew
card. Sure. Monkey is a common slur for Jews.
I mean, you don't know. You weren't there in 1945.
I renewed my Jew card and you didn't. So I get to say stuff like that. So you back the fuck off.
Bagel schmear.
And you can say other Jewish slurs like
just Jew but angry.
I think you mean L'chaim.
Oh God.
Isn't that a holiday?
So Gabe,
I'm hoping that they replace the Nazis with ISIS.
Ooh, make it more relevant.
But keep it in that time period.
Like it would be the 1960s, I assume.
Yes.
It's like, hey guys, you're gonna not like us soon.
It's just beating up the ancestors of the ISIS members. Osama bin Laden's great 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 grandfather.
We haven't happened yet.
It's Osama bin Laden.
It's just gonna be an incredibly racist movie towards their Arabic people, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I just said Osama bin Laden and ISIS.
I think it should be a movie where we make white people the bad guy.
So make Indiana Jones black.
Yes.
Harrison Ford blackface. I'm so down. I mean,
jokes aside, if they did replace Harrison Ford with a black dude for Indiana Jones, that'd probably actually be really cool.
Like,
no explanation.
Like Idris Elba.
No, just like completely replaced with a new actor. He's like, this is my fourth movie.
He's British?
He said Idris Elba.
Oh. Idris Elba as Indiana Jones. He was going to play James Bond for a while.
He'd probably make a sick-ass James Bond.
Honestly, really he would kick ass, dude. That would be. I would get into that franchise then.
Oh, God. At the 26th movie, yeah? Or 25th movie?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little late to this series, but who cares?
A little, yeah. Started in 1960. Yeah.
I've seen Dr. No, and then I'll just see the newest one, and then boom. Have a cap over it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Apparently someone got injured on set. In the new James Bond movie I was looking at.
How?
But who's the new James Bond?
Oh, it's still Daniel Craig. He threatened to cut his wrist if they try to get him to play James Bond again, and he's playing James Bond again.
With no hands.
Yeah.
It's robot hand James Bond.
Oh, God. Kurt, got any other news?
That's a control.
Yeah, so the Eternals, that's a thing that's going to happen.
The Eternals?
Oh, yeah. They got a comic book guy to help out with that.
And it's Angelina Jolie's going to be in it, I guess. Hey, but you know what I'm really excited for?
Yeah,
you know what I'm really excited for? I'm excited for the new modern welfare. I'm so excited for this because I'm going to spend nights butt-chugging Mountain Dew upside down playing against some fucking 12-year-olds calling the N-word late at night. Oh, yeah,
so they had Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. No, Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Welfare 2.
Yeah,
Modern Welfare 3, and then Call of Duty Modern Welfare.
It's a Modern Welfare. It's just Bernie Sanders is the hero of the game the entire time.
Yeah, it goes full circle. You know, it starts at 1 and then restarts at 1 all over again. Kind of like how Battlefield did Battlefield 1. It's the same game but a little bit different.
But they didn't call it Battlefield 1 the first time around. What if they
You don't know that?
I do. I do though. Yeah.
But you weren't there.
Yeah, he was.
I was.
That wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't. It was within my lifetime.
Yeah, sure. You know what else is in your lifetime? The time I fucked your dad.
He's cycling through all of his jokes.
Yeah, just repeating the last thing he said, and then threatening to fuck one of your parents.
Hey, he's threatening to fuck your parents? More like fuck your parents. Am I right?
All right, Gator Sauce. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back after this short break.
Hey, kids. We have a new thing for y'all. It's called alcohol, but not really. It's a drink that you can buy at stores. It's like Gatorade, but better. It has all the nutritional things you need, like alcohol and vitamin C and alcohol. Here are some reviews from children who have been drinking our new Plus 14 35X drink. That's great! That's wonderful!
It's been the best thing ever. How you come and fucking say it in my face, you son of a bitch. Will you tell me?
Look at this kid.
Me? You want to...
It's beautiful. These kids are growing up so quickly, they're ready for the real world. Here, let's hear another customer review.
I had to tell you a secret.
Tell me your fucking secret, you son of a bitch. Oh my god.
And you know what? For a special...
You're my best friend. I want you to know that.
I love you.
You're my best friend. We'll be friends forever. Why are you... That's not me. That's a coconut. Hey, I don't even care. You're my best friend. Hey, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
We're best friends.
Why are you so old?
What are you talking about?
These kids have a great time on our new supplement. One last review... And that comes from yours truly, the sponsor of the drink. My review is that I once rode a donkey into town and shot up a marketplace, and then I melted all of my Legos together so they'd be the same color. Oh my god! Buy this drink called the
Freddy Bricker.
X. It's good. Good to the max.
Results may vary.
Hey, guys, I have some upsetting news to tell y'all.
Uh-oh.
Okay, explain.
I have a medical condition. And
yeah, a medical condition?
Yeah, I don't know. I have gaming disorder.
Is it related to Ligma?
Who's Tony Stark?
I feel like that's a symptom of BOFA.
Who's Tony Stark?
Who's Tony Stark?
Yeah, Ligma balls. sorry, I directly quoted a meme, but that's part of the gaming syndrome or disorder. So right. Every 2 hours, I have to, by doctor, go play video games.
Mm-hmm.
So right,
and that's a cure to your disorder.
It's my disorder. Yeah, right now I have
it's
to
a treatment,
go.
Though.
I have to go okay. play Baldur's Gate 2 for about an hour.
Oh, you just want to? Okay.
No, what were we going to say? Do you want to discriminate against me for another thing? Do you want to make this a hate crime? Do you want to make this a hate crime right now, Gabe? Is that what this is going to be?
You want to go play video games while we're recording the podcast? Go ahead, Dan and I.
It's a disorder.
We'll fucking do
this. It's a
yeah,
disorder.
Sure, man. It's a disorder. Yeah, man. My disorder is I got to go take a shit right now. Fuck, man.
Well, that's potty not... Breaks well, I could really go for a potty break.
I mean, that's called IBS, Gabe. That's different.
You guys want me to interview the guest by myself? Is that what's going on?
I don't know why you're lumping me in with this. I didn't...
Sorry, man. All right. Dan, you're good. Kurt, go fucking play your fucking video game. Jeez. Lick my balls, whatever. Fuck.
I did get y'all a guest.
All right, who is it? Can you at least introduce the guest before you leave?
It's Freddie, and get this. Mercury. It's not Mercury, it's with a B.
Like Freddie Mercury, but...
With a B.
Mercury.
Okay.
All right.
He's a designer.
Wait, is this the guy who did Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. The underground porn film.
Oh, God. Right. Kurt, why do I feel like this is going to be a shit show?
Well, it's already a shit show. But I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. My disorder is kicking in. I have to go play some Baldur's Gate 2. I'll be back.
Dude, your disorder's been in full effect since we've known you.
Dude, gaming. Fucking gaming.
Oh, God. Do you think gamers should have to pay taxes? Alright, so we have here Freddie Mercury. Hi, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. What's up? How you doing? I'm Freddie.
Oh, wow.
I'm Freddie Mercury. I am a director.
Director? Okay.
What do you
but as I like to call it, I'm an erector, you know, because I like to get men's cocks hard while they fuck other men with hard cocks. So, and I'm an erector.
Right, okay.
You get it? Is that funny?
Right.
Yeah, so this is obviously a friend of Kurt's. So, Freddie, you mind if I call you Freddie?
Just call me Fred. You know, short, sweet, and kind of simple.
Yeah, picked up on that already. So, Fred.
Yes?
How did you get in... What business are you in?
I'm in the film industry. I'm a producer of arts and medias, and I create films.
Okay, so, like, what kind of films do you like to make?
Erotic pornography.
Okay.
What other type of pornography is there?
Non-erotic pornography. That's just basically blurred out porn.
Yeah.
We
like
do
Japan.
That, too. Yeah, in
or
Japan.
It's a or like it's a married Catholic couple having sex. It's just very, very much procreation and nothing else.
We did a film back in the 70s where we had a two-person condom, and it blurred out everyone's genitals, and we had to call that non-erotic porn.
Wait, how old are you? You were doing something back in the 70s?
Oh, yeah, I'm like Andy Warhol's brother.
You're like Andy Warhol's brother, or are you Andy Warhol's brother?
No, I'm like his brother, but not his brother.
Well, you compare yourself to someone we don't know.
Yeah, why'd you make a reference to someone who's not a relatable thing?
You guys are uncultured swine, and it's okay.
That's true.
I'm fine with that. That's okay. It's fine if you're ignorant. It's okay. But Andy's Warhol brother, he was a very nice guy. I'm like him because I'm also very nice.
What does that have to do with your age? I asked how old you are.
I'm 59.
Okay, so that means you started in the porn industry. You were like 15?
I started when I was actually 13. See?
Oh, dear.
The thing was, the age for when you started porn didn't matter. Because porn stars could be like 10 years old. No one cared.
So you were born in 1960. You're 59, right?
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Also am I. That's cool.
I'm a cancer, which is a metaphor.
Also, year of the squid.
Yeah. Mine's a year of the squirter. So tell me more about these films that you make.
So we made this one film. It's like Star Wars, but better. Right. It's called Fuck Wars. And
okay. Straight to the point.
Yeah, not even a pun for a title. Okay. Tell me about Fuck Wars.
Not even Fuck Whores?
It's essentially, imagine Gabe, the last
let
battle.
Let the artist speak.
Imagine the last battle between Darth Vader and Aunt Luke Skywalker. And except imagine the lightsabers, it's dicks. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So, do you specialize specifically in gay pornography?
Are you before you answer that question? One quick: are you the director, the producer, or are you starring in these?
I've already said that I am called the E-rector. Thank you, Gabe, for listening to me.
Yeah.
Right, but what does that entail? What does the role of the E-rector entail?
I direct where the erection goes and how big it's going to be.
So are you ever in the films that you erect?
Oh, God, no. I'm horribly unattractive. Look at me. I look like a fucking bobcat with cancer.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Kurtz. I kind of see that. It's just a horrible to look at. Yeah, it's really quite alarming how ugly you are.
And to answer Gabe's question about whether all of my films are gay or not, well, you see, the thing is, if you put a dick on anything, it can be gay.
No.
Yes.
No.
I was born in the 60s. I know more about gay culture than you do. Happy Pride Month,
y'all. And yet he talks like a 13-year-old girl. Yeah. And yet he talks like a 13-year-old girl.
Wait, excuse me for asking, are you a gay man?
Sometimes, but you know, I don't worry about it. I got my balls cut off when I was about 12, and then...
Oh.
What?
I got circumcised about 15 times to get my Jew card, so my dick is really small, so I can't really have sex with anybody. So I for a while I was gay, but now I'm kind of like, I can't have sex anymore.
Cool.
Is that cool to you? Is that cool that I can't have sex? Do you know the struggle of not being able to have sex anymore?
It's yes, I do. That was the first 21 years of my life is the struggle of not being able to have sex.
What happened?
Fucking loser. Yeah. Sorry, that's a thesis.
For most of my life, I was virgin by popular demand.
By popular demand. Oh, your voice got really deep there, Mr. Brown.
Sorry, when I make fun of people, I like to mock them in my very deep voice.
So
that's my non-gay voice.
So your regular voice is your gay voice?
Yeah, my regular voice that I'm talking in now is my gay voice.
Okay, I just don't like to assume people's orientation based on their voice.
How do you think how ugly you are as a person physically, how do you think that's affected your career?
It hasn't, because most of the time I wear a hood over my head, like the Elephant Man, because I believe I'm so ugly. I probably am not that ugly.
Yeah, I think I saw your hood earlier. It was like a white, and it just kind of like went up to a point at the top.
There were circles around the eyes.
Yeah,
it's Elephant Man. You ever see that movie by Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, there's like a cross on your... I noticed you're wearing your...
Oh yeah, I got that outfit gifted. It's a lovely ghost outfit gifted to me from the Ku Klux Klan. They're so good people. They're so sweet. They saw that I was white, and they said, "Hey, I loved your skin color," and I was like, "Thank you very much."
Was it part of like the membership package when you joined?
You know what, sis? I used to have a big package, but then you know the Jew thing happened.
The what?
The circumcisions. This is 15 circumcisions. Are you not paying attention, Dan?
I just. What about didn't expect to be called. I didn't.
Well, I can't even.
I didn't know. Do you have your operating Jew card? That's the thing we've been talking
My
about.
My operating Jew card? What is this, a racist podcast?
Yes. Isn't that how we advertise? Isn't that how we advertise?
Of course it is.
Yeah, I thought that's...
What do you mean? That's one of the tags on the show.
I didn't talk to Kurt about putting that in the episode descriptions. I thought that was like just kind of what was supposed to be advertised.
God. Well, I don't stand by that, even though I have some very good friends in the Ku Klux Klan, but I think that we should have black actors in our films because they got bigger dicks. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Right.
It's weirdly simultaneously
open-minded. It's easier so I don't have to zoom in on the camera so often on their dicks. I just could just do a full angle shot from like a mile away and you could see their dick and it's huge.
So are these films made specifically for the Ku Klux Klan?
No, these films are made for all fucking faggots of all natures.
Okay.
That sounds like a missed opportunity to
Well, you know what? We did a Ku Klux Klan film. It was called Rise of a Boner.
Right.
And
right.
And
is it like, yeah, go ahead.
And to be honest, wait, it was a little bit intense for me. It was a lot of
I heard of this one film.
It sounds like a lot of these films would be intense.
Yeah, is it?
No, only three of them have been intense. That was called Camping on Thursday. I like to pitch a tent, and right. Your mom goes camping with your dad.
Is that anything like that film, Girth of a Nation?
Yeah, I didn't direct that one. I can't take credit for that, but I was a co-producer.
Right. Okay.
Girth of a Nation was a good film. Honestly, they had one black person, but he bottomed a little bit too much, if you know what I mean.
Huh. So I got some questions. What would you say of your, I guess, discography?
My discography? Well, I made 7 track hits in the 90s.
Didn't even get a chance to finish my question.
But involving penises.
This is probably my favorite guest so far.
What do you want, Dan? What do you want, sweetheart?
Jesus. The question of your discography, what would you say is your favorite?
You know, I like that song by it's called In a Heart-Shaped Box, but we called it In a Cock-Shaped Box. And it was my cover of that song. That's my favorite song.
That's your company as the erector of a lot of films. You guys have done something very innovative and did audio-only porn.
Yes, exactly. Instead of guitar solos, it's just a dude moaning like a guitar. Have you ever heard Have you ever heard the song "While My Guitar Gently Weeps" by the Beatles? Yeah, we make the guitars weep. If you get me, sweetheart.
Oh God.
Cool. So, do you have any anything else you'd like to plug? I shouldn't have said.
Well, I'd love to plug our new film with lots of plugs in it. Am I right, my boys?
That's my fault.
It's called End My Game, and it's an Avengers porn parody where we have Captain America.
Your game, there's no sex reference in that.
Not at all. We didn't think of it. We sell it to people. We're like, can you buy our names and make them up for us? Thank you. And then we just make the films. So
I have a request for you.
What is this, a song? Is this karaoke? What are you talking about?
Let me... Gosh, if I could only ask the question. Because we brought you on this podcast to promote your films and CDs, could do us the favor of having our co-host Gabe star in one of your films?
Wait, whoa. I thought we were going to ask for Kurt to star, because he's into this stuff.
The fans are expecting Kurt to be in it. It would be more interesting if you started.
I mean, look at him. He's a cutie. He's got a very nice tush. And
let's be honest.
I'm pretty sure you act like a horse.
Well, I'm the straightest guy on this podcast.
We have to keep in mind that
you're only straight until you've been butt-fucked for about 30 hours.
Is that a James Charles quote?
Huh. Yeah, you could quote James Charles. He's a good friend of mine, you know?
I bet. We can't have Kurt be the one on the film is because, as we said earlier, he's horrifically ugly.
Yeah, I feel like you guys get along.
He's a good guy, but just looking at him is just, it's horrible. And so, like, we can't have him do any sort of visual stuff, so I think... Gabe, I think you would be the best one star in some gay porn with this amazing erector.
I guess if the balls don't touch, then it's not gay, right?
It's still gay, but you know what? We'll say, Dahl, for your sake, we're going to say, no, you're right. We're not going to say it's not gay.
See okay. that?
I mean, like I said last episode, see the David Bowie did gay stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
And then a couple of years from now, we'll make a new version of Rocket Man for you.
Yeah, we'll call yeah, be rocking it in my man.
That's
you missed Cocket Man. Just glossed right His over.
His titles
that.
Are way off.
Just glossed right over Cocket Man and really rock it went straight to Rocket in my man. If you know what I mean.
Coming up with these.
The subtitle for the title is "If you know what I mean." You know, because not a lot of people understand these things.
Wait. Do you guys out? Is Kurt Burghardt the one coming up with these titles?
No, but you know. He has a mysterious name. His name is Lert Flurghart.
Hmm.
It's a pent name.
We've heard of a... Yeah. Okay. All right.
How do you know Kurt? That's one of the things we haven't asked yeah. yet. Is what's your relationship with future president Kurt Burghardt?
Well, once when we were in the bathroom, he told me to grab him by the balls.
No, you can stop. No, you can stop right there. That's fine. We don't need any more to the story. I shouldn't have asked. That's my fault.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. I'll see you up.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
This is definitely one of our more lively interviews.
Yes, I would love to have you on the show again.
I think we should go to commercial break, right?
Yeah, I think so too. Hey guys, so we're sponsored this episode by a new music festival.
Music festival?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. It's actually taking place in Colorado. Okay.
Coronado?
We're in Colorado.
In Jackson Bay.
There's a bay in Colorado?
Yeah, it's called Jackson. It's called the Jackson Bay.
Yeah, they have a bunch of whales there. You didn't know that?
It's spelled BAE.
Yeah.
Huh.
The millennials came in. Gentrified a whole bay.
Yeah. They kicked out all the poor
isn't
people.
Isn't Colorado landlocked? There's...
The Jackson Bay?
Like, where's the water?
No, it's not landlocked.
Hey, Dan, come here. It's a coastal, Dan, come here. Dan, come here.
I think I'm going over there. I think I need to relearn some geography.
Dan, on this side.
Dude, I'm right next to you. Why do you keep saying come here?
You just don't know that. You weren't there.
Really?
Okay?
That's what you stopped the show for?
Yeah. Hey, so Gabe, about this festival...
Yeah, so it's this festival. It's kind of like Coachella mixed with Bonnaroo in that it's a festival.
Right.
Okay,
and
yeah.
It has music.
I got that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they gave me a list here of some of the bands. I gave them something to you guys, so like, if you guys want to help me read up some of the bands off of this list. Yeah.
I'm still hung up. I thought for sure Colorado was in the middle.
The first band is called Dick Circuit.
Okay. Yeah. And then next is called Magic Eagle, but bald on the inside.
This next one is Everything That You Know Is a Lie, Rethink Everything. Oh my god, ah! It's a really long name.
Yeah. And this one's actually just called Really Long Name.
This one's called Newcastle Brown Ale.
This one's called Don't Trust Gabe, He's Out to Get You.
So yeah, some of the events that they're going to have at the show include face painting, but not with your face, but with your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what?
It got in trouble last year, I think.
Because they called it butt painting.
They did a black butt, and that's really controversial.
That is very controversial.
Yeah, controversial.
It's almost as controversial as blackface.
Yeah, because when you paint your butt black, it's appropriating black culture.
And it's called face painting, but with your butt.
Yeah, yeah, not butt
Which
painting
is pretty
because
confusing.
Yeah, no, butt painting got banned in like the 40s because like in World War II, there was a whole
puritanical America.
Yeah, no, a whole thing in World War II happened where people got pissed off about butt painting. I don't know, it's a festival, man.
I thought some other stuff happened with World War II, but whatever.
So this is going to be one of those festivals, since it's in Colorado, where drugs are mandatory.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
you
a
have,
kind of a communal thing where you have to bring your own drugs.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to bring
your... They go out into neighboring towns and sneak drugs into other people's foods.
Into people's foods, yeah. They actually have bake sales, and they sell food to kids with the... But they don't really specify whether or not they have drugs in it.
Is this like the same creators of the Fyre Festival?
Yes. Well, it's the Fyre, F-I-R-E, festival.
I'm not very good at
They tried to follow up the Fyre festival, but it didn't work out.
F-I-R-E, that's how you spell fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it's...
Yeah, they just set a forest on fire.
It's not going to be Burning Man, it's going to be Burning Person this year. And, by the way,
the mandatory drug policy goes for clothing as well. It's not, you know, they have a mandatory dress code, but you have to dress in all drugs. Like, you have to wear all marijuana leaves or all mushrooms or all just pills and shit.
Right.
You can't go into
the exception unless you come in full BDSM garb.
You can come in whatever. Oh.
No. What he was saying was you have to come in. You have to go to the front gate. You got to come inside it. You have to make it past the little barrier line, and then you can actually come in after you come in.
That's the first time anyone on this podcast has ever made that joke. Whenever they say come in something,
really?
They imply that you have to ejaculate into it.
Yeah,
No one's ever said that type of thing before. It's the first time it's ever been said.
So, Gabe, give us the final details on this.
All right, so it's going to start on July 4th.
Right.
1st through 4th is when the festival is going to take place. It ends on the 4th. It's actually going to be, they're going to have fireworks shows and all that stuff. You got to bring your own fireworks. I don't know if fireworks are legal in Colorado, but they're going to figure that out. I think that has to do with the forest fire bit.
I hear one of the main stage performers is actually just a woman breastfeeding.
That's beautiful.
No, that's just a woman breastfeeding.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it on stage, though?
Yeah, that's just a woman who breastfeeds on stage.
So, That's not part of the...
Okay.
You can contact us on our Twitter page or whatever, and we'll give you details of the show. Yeah, we'll actually send you there.
Or
give you a
or
discount.
Open up your window and scream out questions.
Yeah, because we have telepathy.
Yeah.
Telepathy?
Yeah. X-Men, bitch. All right. Back to the show. All right, guys. I'm back. Baldur's. No. I was still here. I was watching. I was watching it on another screen.
Your eyes are red, man. What's going on, dude? Why are you stuttering like that?
Hold on. Let me take some deep breaths.
Your face is like really red. Your eyes
you
are red.
You said you went
sweating?
To go play Boulder Dash or something like that.
Baldur's Gate.
Is it probably like a Norse game?
Is the board game Baldur Dash, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey,
like Temple Run.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I forgive you.
I have a gaming disorder. Okay.
All right. No one cares. So, what's the next thing that we have? Is that it for the show?
That's it for the show. Guess. I think we're done.
You missed our guest.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I didn't really miss him. I heard it in the background, but I was too busy chopping orcs in half.
Yeah. Apparently you grabbed him by the balls or something like that.
You didn't know that story?
Even though he didn't have balls? I was confused about that.
That's true. That's also
sense.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, no, so he has like a pair of synthetic balls that he keeps on him just to prove that he's still a man.
I don't think that's true, but Gator Sauce.
No, I'm serious.
No, I called Gator Sauce.
He called Gator Sauce.
Oh,
called Gator
Sauce. Okay. Well, you know what? I respect the
Do you
want
to go to jail?
Kurt becomes
legally binding.
People don't.
I do want to go to jail because I will be the best power bottom in the jail.
Oh God!
You don't have to go to jail for that. You can just
he just snapped
meet people. Get on Grindr.
Grindr.
Kurt, what's your thoughts on?
I hardly even know her. What?
Kurt, what's your thoughts on Grindr?
He told us last episode that
I'm asking him again.
Bio on Grindr or something.
Dude,
like
Grindr is honestly a little bit too weird for me.
Really?
Yeah, guys are way too aggressive. They're like,
it's almost like it's made for that.
I mean, it is, but it's immediate. It's like instead of hi, hello, I'm whatever, it's just immediate dick pics. I'm like, dude, come on.
So you're saying that the gender with the highest testosterone it always wants to fuck when they're fucked. That's too much.
Other dudes.
I mean, that's fine, but like to be reel me in. Don't. I mean, like, dicks are great and everything, but like, I want a little bit nuance.
Agree to disagree.
Buy me dinner first.
Yeah. Honestly, like,
I want some nuance.
That would be like for me. Like, that'd be like the one upside to being gay.
It's just constant fucking.
We'll just cut the shit. Like,
that's a stereotype, and I think you're being homophobic right now.
Apparently not on Grindr.
I mean, hey, honestly, you do pretty well on Grindr. You're pretty thick.
Thanks, bud. Except for what am I going to do if I match with someone?
Same thing you do with your... Yeah. Come on, man. What is this?
I don't want to be a tease, though. That'd be such a rude thing. Like, I send him a dick pic, and I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but I'm actually straight.
So, guys, what do we do on this podcast?
Or a racist podcast, apparently.
You said that.
Tell racist jokes. We shoot shit. It's
in our episode description.
We talk about pop culture.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And we drink beer.
And we're racist.
And we're racist.
Yeah. We drink beer.
Oh, we rate racist jokes. Oh. Yeah.
So
wait, we rape beers?
I have a new scale to rate our beer on.
Yes.
So
this is news to us.
So the finger scale has gone out of date because of the commission that was created for beer rating. So now
we actually got sued because apparently the finger scale was copyrighted.
It's no longer in practice for actual connoisseurs of beer.
Well, we actually found out the International Lesbian Commission actually had the copyrights to fingering in all ways.
Even yeah, exactly.
Just using your fingers in general. Yeah.
Right.
Anything that involved finger.
They had to change it. So now the scale is rated on which trimester you would abort your baby at. I'm pretty
even have to veto. This is a 2-3. This is a 2 out of 3. I feel like we're not doing this.
No, nope. that's a hard no on that.
I'm sorry. It's the actual official thing. I hope they're gonna change it. You're not gonna do it.
Who do we have to write to?
I don't know, but why don't we make up our own scale system?
Okay.
Okay. What did you have in mind?
See, what I had in mind is how many towels do you think it would take to clean up this beer?
Oh, God.
That's the dumbest thing ever, but I'm laughing at it. God damn it.
If you had 10 towels, would all 10 towels be sufficient?
You know what? Can I make a slight addendum to that?
Instead
of towels, because I think most of these could be handled in one. How many paper towels? Like how many squares of paper towels?
Oh, like to be fair, sheet.
Earlier,
yeah,
off air. We can't show this, but Dan knocked over one of the beers.
Yeah,
and I had to clean it up.
Dude, that's a little bit of the radio magic right there that you didn't know.
And I actually, let's see, I used napkins. I didn't use paper towels. See, I'm out of paper.
Well,
towels
then it's right not now. Official.
Well, how many napkins equal a paper towel?
I don't fucking know. We're going rogue right now.
Because I don't know what to do. So, I used four napkins.
So our
Kurt,
beer...
I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm freaking the fuck out.
Oh, God.
Out of
okay,
thir-
improv,
out
improv,
of,
improv. Out of,
yes, and.
Yes, and. Yes,
yes and napkins.
out of, okay. I love how I threw you into this, but out of 30 napkins, what would you rate this beer today?
Out of 30. Well, I used four napkins to clean it up.
Do you think it deserves more than four napkins?
Well, wouldn't it be if you use four napkins to clean it up, that means its score is 26?
Sure, that's why not? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Do you feel a 26 out of that? You know, I feel like, it, honestly, I would say about eight napkins.
Can we just, like, round?
So you used 22 napkins?
Yeah.
Damn.
So this is a 22 napkin
down
beer.
To like 11 out of 15, and then I'm sorry, 13 out of 15.
Hey, this is a podcast where we do math. Hey Dan, what do you think of it?
I think my scale is going to be a.
Let me spill your beer real quick.
Oh, go for it, please. Oh no, I'm gonna say it's gonna be my scale is it's an eclair.
Eclair.
Yeah, an entire eclair.
What's the filling? What's the filling?
Cream.
Just kind of.
You had to use an entire eclair to clear up the beer.
No.
Eclair to clear up the beer.
You're just rating it as an eclair.
No, I'm just, yeah.
Our system has become.
Can I change mine then?
What?
Yeah.
Escargot?
So like snails. How many?
No, escargot.
Yeah, how many?
Just one. I haven't tried it. I haven't tried escargot, but I'd like to.
Okay, and well, in that case, I'm going to change mine. To, well done foie gras that is bad.
Okay, can I change mine? I change mine?
Sure.
I'm gonna say like a real thin hoodie.
Wait, you can't. Just... No. You already said.
I want to go back to napkins. I want to change mine to 26 napkins.
Okay, 26. So
yeah.
I'm changing mine to like a real thin hoodie. I want to wear a real thin hoodie.
Okay. So
it's not really protecting you from the cold. It's but just like, kind of a stylish it's choice.
It's kind of like if it's like that medium temperature where it's like,
you're at a movie
like late 60s or like early 70s temperature.
Gator sauce!
Oh, I thought you meant...
What?
I thought you meant the 1960s.
Why? We're like, talking about temperature.
I don't know what the weather was like.
Well, it must have been colder because of global warming.
Like, if it's like... Let me finish my point, Kurt, please.
Oh, this wow. Jesus
Kurt,
Christ.
God damn it.
You can go so, like, fuck
if it's
off.
Like, if it's like... If it's like mid 60s, where you're like, it's not cold out, but it's a there's a little nip.
It's a little chilly.
And you want to keep.
So it's like 1963.
If you wear like a full Woody.
Woody?
A full Woody? I have a full Woody right now.
He keeps talking and I can't hear myself talk.
Okay, Gator sauce. All right.
So overall, Newcastle Brown Ale, I'm going to say that, you know what? Fuck it. I drink it if it's there. But I wouldn't go out of my way to go buy it.
Same. It's fine. It's actually better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, like, if the temperature was, like, it's not, it's a little bit cold, but it's, like, not super cold.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, I wanted to, like, put on something long sleeves and comfy.
Dan, your manhood is awful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
And he's gay, so his style advice actually matters.
Yeah,
more
so...
about comfort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey guys, this has been Gator Sauce. We are a podcast that does things like things.
That's the first time he stated it was a podcast this entire episode.
You're welcome.
He made it all the way to the end.
It wasn't a podcast until now.
I forgot, okay? I thought we were just talking and then Dan reminded me.
I'm proud of you. You made it the entire episode without having to reassure yourself that you're doing a podcast.
This is, was, and will be a podcast.
Right. So, We put plugs in the description, but we also say our plugs now. I'm directly quoting Dan Griffin.
Why can't you just do it? Why do you have to announce it?
Dan came up with this idea.
Because the fourth wall. Because the fourth wall is in Jerusalem, and I don't support
Jerusalem,
that.
Yes.
Kurt's like talking to like an eighth grader, where you like everything he does, he has to announce. He just can't just like go on.
So hi guys, I've been Kurt, and you can find me at Twitter at Kurt_duh_hurt. That's Kurt to hurt. Same on Instagram.
And I'm Gabe. You can find me at Gasvia on Twitter. There's an underscore at Instagram. Also,
it's at the end.
Maybe Snapchat. I don't know. TikTok.
This entire time, I have been
and will be,
and I will continue to be real Dan Griffin, realdandangriffin. Because I can't spell my own name.
He doesn't remember his name.
And I'm that on all forms.
You think you need to spell the word Griffin?
Yeah, because a lot of people spell the en.
Really?
Yeah.
It's with an in.
Fair enough.
If you didn't know. And you could always.
That's the most common misspelling I get.
And you're the. Never mind.
See you back to.
You can always. You guys. You can always find us on Instagram at SauceGator. Same on
it's
Twitter.
It's like our name, but backwards.
Yeah, it's our name, but backwards because
fuck
Dave.
Fuck you, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave.
And good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.
See you later, guys.
No, you don't get to talk.
No.
Fuck you.
No.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing.
Happy Christmas.
No!
No!
He's changing it!
Bye!
Kurt, he's changing it!
It's permanent now.